The rapper Eminem has a song that he entitled Kings Never Die. The song ends with these words: here to stay, even when I'm gone, when I close my eyes through the passage of time, kings never die. But Eminem is wrong. Kings really do die. Elvis Presley was the king of rock and roll. He died at the age of 42 from cardiac arrest. Buddy Holly wasn't the king of rock and roll, but he's often described as the father of rock and roll. His great songs included That'll Be the Day and Peggy Sue. He died in a plane crash at the age of 22. Although not a king, John F. Kennedy was a member of a family considered to be political royalty. But if they were able to avoid such tragic ends, what would have happened? The Atlantic magazine issue in September 2018 recently asked the question, whose untimely death would you most like to reverse? I mean, if you could turn back time and save a great leader, who would you pick? And what difference would their lives have made? How many other classics would Buddy Holly have written and recorded? And what would America look like today had John F. Kennedy not been assassinated 2 days and 56 years ago? Actor Ashley Eckstein would like to reverse Walt Disney's death. She writes, Disney changed the world. Imagine how much more happiness and magic he could have spread had he not passed away early. Elvis, Buddy Holly, JFK, Walt Disney, all were kings in their respective fields, and the world would certainly be different if they had not suffered untimely deaths. Kings do die all the time. But what about Jesus? He died on a cross in his early 30s. A sign over the head of Jesus read, King of the Jews. On this Sunday, called Christ the King of the Universe, we heard Luke's story of the death of Jesus on the cross. The soldiers mocked him, saying, well, if you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. Even one of the criminals crucified next to him said to Jesus, are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. The crucifixion was an excruciating and humiliating way for a king to die. In the case of Jesus, it was an unjust sentence. The criminal on the other side of Jesus rebuked his fellow criminal for getting what they deserved for their deeds, but Jesus was killed for crimes he did not commit. So what if the untimely death of Jesus had been reversed? What if Jesus the King had gone on to live a long and happy life? You know, we have to wonder, would the world have improved if his death sentence had been overturned? But sometimes terribly shocking tragedies can have unexpectedly good results. The assassination of John F. Kennedy was a hinge point in the history, pivoting America from the calm of the 1950s to the upheaval of the 1960s. John F. Kennedy was no Christ figure. Far from it. Jesus was sinless, while JFK had deep personal flaws. But JFK's death, like the death of Jesus, changed history. In the aftershock, the American people rallied around JFK's vision of putting a man on the moon by supporting the Apollo program. JFK's call for civil rights was amplified by his successor, Lyndon B. Johnson. He invoked Kennedy's memory as he advocated for the Civil Rights Act. In the end, the death of JFK was not only a tragedy, but a catalyst. Well, we never know if Kennedy would have been effective as a full-term, second-term president. In the same way, we'll never know if Jesus would have expanded his ministry beyond this world or beyond Israel, although he was always clear that his kingdom was not of this world. All we know for sure is that the earthly ministry of Jesus ended on a cross. And because he died and then rose on Easter, we accept, we believe his Paschal mystery as part of our religious history. And we understand that the evil done to Jesus eventually resulted in great good. Why? Because we are here. We are the extension of his ministry. Could such enormous good have been done without the cross? Perhaps. But the crucifixion of Jesus, like the assassination of JFK, is both a shock and a stimulus. The crucifixion inspires us to fight against injustice and to do the hard work of forgiveness and reconciliation. Both tragedies point us toward the possibility that death is not the end, that good can come out of evil. So let me ask you, what goodness does Christ the King draw out of you? And how do you share this goodness with others? The true king of a kingdom, not of this world, offers repentance, forgiveness, and paradise to those who seek it. The suffering we encounter in this world will be reversed and overcome in the next. Jesus rules a kingdom where justice reigns. The lowly are raised up and the mighty brought low. Those who hunger and thirst are satisfied, whereas the rich are sent away empty. So we need to ask, are we subjects of this kingdom? Or are we more content being subjects of the kingdoms of this age? In the final moments on the cross, Jesus is surrounded by people calling out, "Save yourself." One of the hardest truths for many of us is to accept that we cannot save ourselves. From the cutthroat career advice to look out for number one, to the gentler admonitions of take care of yourself, our world continues to tell us, save yourself. Our King is not interested in saving himself. Jesus' kingdom is not about his own glory and power. In Jesus, we witness a life poured out completely to the last breath for others. In refusing to save himself, Jesus saves us. He has come into this kingdom and he remembers us. As Jesus feeds us now with his body and blood, soul and divinity, may we come to embrace the kingship of Jesus, a kingship completely poured out for others, transforming violence into love and death into life. So maybe the rapper Eminem is right after all. Jesus is here to stay, even when I'm gone, when I close my eyes through the passage of time. Jesus Christ, King of the universe, never dies.